This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, January 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Definitions matter with pesticides. Aquifers declining in ag regions globally. House returns for possible tax debate. A new battle over pesticide definitions. Legislation is in the works to update the state's definition of integrated pest management. The goal is to emphasize that chemical control does lie within the practices. Steve Schoening, a researcher who serves on the California Invasive Plant Council, explained the effort during a recent meeting of CDFA's Invasive Species Advisory Committee. The revised terminology would incorporate aspects of definitions from U.S. EPA and the UCIPM program. It's not doing any new major rewrites, nothing radical, he assured the committee. Schoening warned that environmental groups have been misappropriating the term to encourage cities and counties to ban the use of conventional pesticides. Ag groups are working with the council on the legislation. Schoening noted that the typical request to legislators is for more funding for invasive species prevention, but that is unlikely this year, given the state budget deficit. Remember, the definition of IPM has long been an issue in state policymaking. Under former Director Val Dolcini, the Department of Pesticide Regulation took flack from agriculture for marketing IPM as a way to reduce the use of controversial pesticides. Recognizing the conflict, DPR eventually rebranded the initiative as Sustainable Pest Management. Then in 2023, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael filed a bill that sought to redefine IPM as excluding herbicides like glyphosate. Now keep in mind, definitions matter, as CDFA has learned in its ongoing effort to define regenerative ag. Stakeholders have warned that such a definition has the potential to influence federal law, disrupt markets, and drive regulatory mandates in Sacramento. California is not the only breadbasket with groundwater problems. A new study has found that a third of aquifers worldwide have declined significantly this century. The researchers estimate that irrigation accounts for 70% of all groundwater pumping. California's Cuyama Valley ranked 34 on the top 100 list for rapid depletion. Also on the list are Chile, China, India, Mexico, and Spain. The paper concludes that regulations to curb pumping like SGMA can revise the trend. The scientists analyzed data on 170,000 wells across 40 countries and published their findings in the journal Nature. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Tax package awaits House debate. U.S. House members are back in D.C. today facing possible votes this week on a tax bill that includes some tax breaks important to farmers and ranchers. Ahead of the pending floor debate, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri has been trying to allay GOP concerns that the bill could help President Biden's political campaign or benefit illegal immigrants. The bill includes an expansion of the child tax credit as well as several business tax provisions, including higher limits for the Section 179 expensing allowance and restoration of 100% bonus depreciation. The Ways and Means Committee issued statements Friday defending the bill. Smith addressed the child tax credit in social media. In posts on X, Smith maintained that the proposal encourages work and, quote, provides no special loopholes for illegal immigrants. Still requires a Social Security number to claim the child tax credit. Now, for more on the tax bill and this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week ahead. Senators propose updates to foreign land reporting law following audit. 11 senators are proposing changes to the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. That's a 1978 law that requires USDA to track foreign land holdings. The AFIDA Improvements Act follows some recommendations in a recent Government Accountability Office report that laid out a list of challenges USDA faces in documenting foreign land holdings. Those challenges include a handbook that provides, quote, limited instructions on collecting information, data entry errors in agency spreadsheets, and funding constraints limiting the creation of a searchable database in foreign land holdings. The bill would require the Agriculture Secretary to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, laying out data sharing between those two entities. The measure would revise the agency's AFIDA handbook based on GAO recommendations and would authorize USDA, quote, to take such actions as are necessary to validate the data that it receives. USDA also would be required to take some steps toward creating an online portal for filings. USDA has so far published Excel spreadsheets on its website that to meet the request, but funding limitations have prevented the department from doing more without additional appropriations from Congress. Now, from the perspective of the USDA spokesman Alan Rodriguez told AgriPulse, quote, "It's good to see Congress recognize that, as we've said, any significant changes to the AFIDA process require legislative action." He continued, quote, "Congress must also understand that in order for USDA to implement many of these changes, additional funding is needed." APHIS proposes loosening regulations on Brucella species. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the removal of five agents from its biological select agents and toxins list include three Brucella species. They'll facilitate needed research. APHIS says in a proposal published today that state veterinarians, quote, have expressed concern regarding the limitations on brucellosis research because of the designation of Brucella as a select agent, which was made in response to the Agricultural Bioterrorism Protection Act of 2002. The agents proposed for removal, quote, pose little risk to animal health or the economy because they are unlikely to spread due to modern production practices, APHIS says in a news release. Removing regulatory barriers, they say, will greatly improve research on improved vaccines and diagnostics, thereby improving our efforts to control these diseases in animal populations. Hawaiian wildfires cost producers $23.1 million, according to the Ag Department. The wildfires that tore through Hawaii last August caused $23.1 million in damage to local producers, that according to new USDA estimates. 500 acres of cropland in Maui and Hawaii counties were reported to be damaged by the wildfires, with producers of bananas, coffee, floriculture crops, taro, and other specialty crops seeing $5.4 million worth of total crop losses. In addition, 7,850 acres of pastures were damaged. Producers reported $75,000 in losses due to the death of cattle, sheep, goats, honeybee colonies, horses, and alpacas. Here's today's He Said It. Without our farmers, we aren't France any longer, and we aren't a country. That French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal as quoted by the Financial Times, referring to protesting farmers whom he has offered concessions. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, January 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.